My Gregginess is killing me. And I must Greg fast. I'm still Greg Lee. Still Greg Lee. When I'm with Greg, I lose my mind. Give me a Greg.
Hit me, Greg, it one more time.
I was going to say Greg me, baby, one more time.
Yeah, Greg me, baby. Oh, go ahead and say it.
No, the moment has passed.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens, it's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Oles.
And a couple quick hits real quick.
My neck hurts. That's one.
What happened to your neck?
I don't know, but...
What'd you do to
it? I pulled something, and it hurts so bad right now. I'm going to cover myself in Bengay when I get home.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Mm.
I like that. You need to get one of those like massaging things.
Gel insoles from Dr. Scholl's?
No. Like something that you can massage your back with.
Because
that's where the problem with a stiff neck starts, is in your back, your upper back. It's not in your neck. Now you know.
Okay.
Knowing
is half the battle.
Did you watch any news coverage of Black Friday?
No.
It was insane.
I went to Target on Black Friday.
And how was your shopping experience?
I went in the afternoon.
Yeah?
Nobody was there.
Wasn't it amazing?
It's great.
Fox 4 News here locally that morning were doing breaking news break-ins.
Oh, no.
From Steve Noviello, who was at like a Best Buy. And they were hilarious because they were like, big breaking news sounder, graphic would pop up on the screen. And then they would cut to Steve Noviello, and he's like, here we are. We're live at Best Buy. And as you can see, the mayhem behind me is out of control. And the camera would pan away, and there'd be like two or three people just casually browsing, just looking at stuff. It was awesome. And they were doing aerial flyovers of like...
I need a digital camera.
They're doing flyovers of Grapevine Mills Mall, and there was nobody in the parking lot.
Once it passes like 10 in the morning, it's over.
They were showing videos. There's one video that sticks out of my mind of a guy, and I don't know where this took place, but it was just one of those awful scenes inside of a Target or wherever. Best Buy, Home Depot, and... There's a dude who's probably 6'5", 380 pounds, and he's literally grabbing women and kids by the back of their heads and yanking them out of the way and throwing them down so that he could get like a 24-inch TV.
I think I saw that one. Didn't he get arrested?
I don't know if he got arrested, but I would hope that he did. If not, I hope he walked outside and he got shot in a non-violent way by somebody and they took his TV. It'd be violent if he got shot, but in a non-life-threatening
Explain
way.
To me a non-violent shooting.
No, there's no such thing.
Okay.
Well, unless you're shooting at a can. That's not real violent.
That's still pretty violent.
But I hope the guy got shot in both of his kneecaps and somebody took the TV away from him.
Here's my thought. If you're an animal enough to go to this, you deserve what you're getting yourself into. I hate stupid holidays. I hate all the holidays.
All of them?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's not a holiday. Like, I don't like holidays anymore. Now that I'm older, I hate them.
Okay.
You can Grinch me all you want. I don't care.
Hey, whatever.
I don't like
holidays. I'm
not
Grinching you. You can do whatever.
If you're going to be the big stupid idiot to go to friggin' Walmart at 3 in the morning to get your TV, and you're never going to get it because somebody's been there for like a month waiting for it, you deserve to get trampled. Do you really need to get your shopping done that early?
No, because now they have Cyber Monday, which is great.
Cyber Monday is the best.
Because I could sit right here in the comfort of my little red chair at work, and I could do my Cyber Monday shopping and not get trampled.
I went tried to go to the mall just in general to get pants. Couldn't even get pants.
That's ridiculous.
Can't even get pants. What? I'm never going to the mall again. Why don't I just get everything on Amazon?
Kids these days. They're just buying up pants at the mall left and right.
Oh, man. Just taking all our pants. Took our pants.
So how was Thanksgiving? Did you do anything?
Lovely.
Did you go over to Lisa G's house or whatever her name is?
Paige.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I also
good.
Went to Chickering's. He had the best turkey ever.
I saw a picture of his smoker. It looked amazing.
He had the best turkey I've ever had in my life.
Because it was smoked?
It was smoked. It was like... brined and marinated and just the flavor that you got out of it. And then he also made a gravy And since the way he made the turkey was like citrus and honey based, the gravy was citrus and honey, and it was so good.
And he was too stingy to bring any up here to share.
There was none left.
You guys went through all of it?
The turkey was incredible.
That's awesome.
We killed that turkey.
But somebody else killed it before that, right?
No, it was alive.
Oh, okay.
While we were eating it.
Good.
Yeah.
Very cannibalistic. Yeah, that's how you make Thanksgiving more fun.
That's why it was so good.
Hey, guys, look, here's a live turkey. Ow. Dig in.
Mm.
We didn't do anything traditional at all. We had ribs. We
nice.
Had brisket.
Nice.
We had gumbo.
Nice.
We had queso.
Nice.
We had brownies.
Nice.
Well, we had like the pumpkin pie and pecan pie. So okay. I guess that could be considered traditional.
Yeah.
But outside of that, that's all we did.
Mm.
Oh, man, it was great.
Mm.
And then on Friday, we went to a deal called the Parade of Lights, which happens in downtown Fort Worth. And we took the whole family. And we stayed in a hotel.
The Parade of Whites?
Yes, it's it
sounds
very,
pretty racist.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest racist parade in the Southwest.
It's the Parade of Whites.
Yeah, there's...
in downtown Fort Worth.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing but just like...
Is it BYO hoodie or hooded outfit?
Yeah, bring your own white hood. bring your own fire-starting kit.
And your perfect Aryan children
yeah,
were there.
Yeah, uh-huh. So,
blonde and blue-eyed. Just watching the Parade of Whites.
The concept of that is so ridiculous. Could you imagine? I'm sure there are places that do actually have Parade of Whites.
There has to be.
But no, we went to the Parade of Lights.
Okay, but, so tell me more
so
about
we,
it.
So we, my mom, she got a hotel room for our family down there because, you know, it was easier for us to just all be in one central location. Mm-hmm. We could stay and go to eat and then go down to the parade. And
the Parade of Whites.
You don't understand this yet, but one day you will.
Mm-hmm.
When you have two small children and you have to stay in a hotel room with two small children, it is not fun because you can't put both of the small children in the same bed because a 9-month-old and a 3-year-old, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I get stuck with sleeping with the 3-year-old
mm-hmm.
who's a flopper. She flops all over the place. And at one point I woke up at about 3:00 in the morning with about an inch of room left on my bed before I fell off.
Yes.
And then there was another spot in the night where Abby woke up in a panic telling me that she needed to go sleep at the other end of the bed. And it sucked. I didn't get any sleep that night.
Joys of parenting.
Yeah, same for Erica. She had a snotty, crazy 9-month-old in her bed, too.
Well, I'm happy that the Parade of Whites was a success.
Yeah, totally.
So I played Cards Against Humanity over the weekend.
What is that?
It's like Apples to Apples, but it's a lot more vulgar.
Okay.
Have you ever played Apples to Apples?
No.
It's a card game, and what somebody will do is you get 10 cards that all have different random things on it.
Okay.
And then somebody will pull a card, and it'll say, like, blank is some kind of like descriptive thing. It's essentially a Mad Libs, but you have cards.
Okay.
So you have to use the cards, and whatever the person thinks the best thing that you've given, like of the cards that everybody threw in, whatever he thinks the best card with the sentence wins, and you get the card. So they keep giving out cards.
Okay. Not following completely, but okay.
So, like, you have to use the cards you have to fill in the blank.
Okay.
Of the sentence.
Okay.
On the one card that the person has read.
So, if I have 5 cards.
Yeah.
And one says, it's.
No. It's not going to just say it's. It's going to be a sentence.
It's going to be a sentence. Okay,
that has a
so,
blank in it.
So, it'd be like, hey, everybody, I'm going to go to the mall. And I throw it down. And then you have to finish the rest of the sentence with your card?
No.
So your card would be like, and I'm going to buy a t-shirt for my uncle, Billy.
No.
And then I'd be like, throw one down that's like,
no.
But Billy doesn't like t-shirts that were bought at the mall.
Stop
they need
it.
To be ordered online on Cyber Monday.
Stop it.
And then your card.
Shut up.
Okay, go ahead.
A card would say something like, introducing your new superhero team, blank, and his sidekick, blank. And you have like 4 cards. You have 7 or 8 cards. So now you have to use the cards you have, which are just words, to fill in the blanks.
Okay.
So whatever you think is funny or works, you would use that to fill in the blanks.
Okay.
So, playing this game, and I just start dominating.
Okay, so you're bringing the wood.
I'm bringing the wood. Okay. Just home run after home run.
All right.
After home run.
Give me an example of one of your home run sentences.
The one that got the biggest laugh is the card said, it wouldn't be blank if God hadn't made blank.
Okay.
I put down the cards, the South, and the card, black people.
Wow. Wow. That's bringing the wood.
I got a good clean hit on that one. That was a good...
Okay, now, my other question is, can you go buy this game?
Yes, or Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
So we're playing it. I am taking insurmountable lead.
Yeah.
And LeMay was there, and she's like, "That's not fair. You're a funny person for your life.
Yeah.
You can't play this. You're winning." So
what do you win?
I didn't win anything. I just won that I'm the funniest person ever.
Okay.
So I dominated Cards Against Humanity. It was great.
Were you drinking the whole time?
Yeah, we were all drinking.
Okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
You need to drink when you're playing card games. Because if you're not, then you're just going to be like, I'm just a person drinking Dr. Pepper, playing card games,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever played card games by yourself?
No.
Chess?
Solitaire. Well, how can you play chess by yourself?
You have to think as two people.
No.
You've split your brain in half. You sit on one side of the table with the right side, and then the left side sits on the other side. So it's right brain versus left brain. One side's going to be more creative. The other side's going to be more analytical. You have to figure out which one's going to win.
I want to split your brain in half right now.
All right. Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow. And you can go to Twitter. Twitter.com/... How does that work? Twitter.com/TheGregAndGregShow?
I don't know. I don't use Twitter.
Yeah, I don't either. @GregAndGregShow if you're on Twitter. Do that and boo out.
Boo out.
Boo out.
Boo.
Boo out.
Boo out.
Boo out.
Gout.
I know somebody that has the gout.
Yeah, it's terrible.
My wife always says that whenever she eats a lot of food, that she's going to give herself the gout. I'm like,
I've got the gout, Pop.
I'm like, oh man, that must suck. You're eating so much that you've crystallized your
bonies
things.
Bony maronies.
Gross. All right,
Erica, I hope you don't get the gout.
Peace out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.